morning.
Good morning. How are you?
No, very well, and thank you for joining us on The Daily. Now, do you expect this teaching to happen at home, or will we see more Indigenous teachers with language skills in our public schools and private schools in the future?
Yes, well, there's been a commitment from both sides of government since 1998 to rediscovering Aboriginal languages. So there have been a number that have been re-identified, and there's a process underway at the moment to rediscover several other languages that have been lost in the 200 years of European settlement.
Mm-hmm.
The current approach is that the government has set up five language nests, and there's about 60 schools currently engaged in Aboriginal languages, with about 5,000 students currently studying an Aboriginal language. So we would hope that the government would look to resource a widening of these language nests and ensuring that there is greater access to local Aboriginal language and continuing the process of rediscovering some of those languages that have been lost.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, will the language being taught at XYZ school sort of be selective to the region?
Yes, generally what they try to do is match with people's culture. So having a range of languages, because as we know, a lot of people have moved from regional areas to the cities. In fact, the largest Aboriginal population in New South Wales now actually resides in Blacktown.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. Yeah, so and a lot of people have moved to different locations. So I would assume that the government through this process would be looking to ensure that people had access to their original family languages, or give them the option of studying the local language for that area.
Okay. And just to clarify, are we talking about teaching non-Indigenous students as well, the Indigenous languages?
I think it's important that that's the case, that we have Indigenous and non-Indigenous people engaged in this process, because it gives us a richer understanding of our cultural history in terms of Aboriginal Australia. It also means that the wider the languages are spoken, the more chance that those languages will survive in the longer term.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, the second verse of the National Anthem, the New Zealand National Anthem, is in Maori. Should we be looking to New Zealand as a way not just to protect languages, but to promote them and make them part of everyday lives?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's something that we haven't done well in Australia, is actually acknowledge our Aboriginal history.
Definitely. Yeah.
And there is actually a verse of the National Anthem that is sung in Aboriginal. I've seen it performed at ceremonies around the state. So it would be great if local schools could learn that, and that one day we may have, as the Maori or the New Zealand National Anthem, we have one verse sung in English and the other spoken in Aboriginal.
Yeah.
The difficulty with Aboriginal, though, is that there is, in Maori, there's basically one language with dialects, whereas obviously in New South Wales, we've got 35 different Aboriginal languages with over 100 dialects. So, so choosing which one you would sing it in is might be controversial, but certainly, it's something that we should be looking at.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't agree with that enough. Now, how much money is the state government willing to invest in protecting New South Wales Aboriginal languages?
We're yet to see that, but it's it's important to recognise and commend the government under the OCA program, Aboriginal Affairs Strategy for New South Wales. They have been investing money into these language nests. There's five across the state. And I would hope that with this legislation, it would ensure the long-term funding on not just those language nests, but an increase.
Right.
There's also money being put out there for individual Aboriginal communities through a grant process at the moment to called Our Languages, Our Way, for individual communities to apply for funding to support the rediscovering and writing of local Aboriginal languages. So there is support out there. There definitely needs to be more, but I think that the government, as the opposition, we recognise that this is a bipartisan issue and that the government is making good steps in this area, and we would hope with the legislation it would lock in funding in the longer term.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you think that learning and in turn respecting the language and culture of Aboriginals, do you think it'll change Australian attitudes towards the Aboriginal history and how they're looked at currently?
Yeah, I think that's right. we need to be proud of our Aboriginal heritage.
Yep.
It's something that, as you say, with the New Zealand people, and if you go to Canada and look at the Native Americans there, their culture is celebrated, and every person is proud of both their white history and their black history. And here in Australia, for some reason, that hasn't necessarily been the case. And, you know, at the Hills Shire Council at the moment, we're having controversy where they won't do acknowledgement of country at the beginning of their meetings.
Wow.
And I just don't understand that. I think that we should be celebrating. People come from all around the world to see Aboriginal culture. We love Aboriginal art. We love Aboriginal dance. But for some reason, we don't make that connection just to being proud of our Aboriginal history. And it's so sad, because our whole society would be more enriched by grasping that. When I see ceremonies, when I see young people engaged in cultural ceremony, it is something to really celebrate. And I think that we should be better at that here in Australia.
Definitely. I cannot agree with you enough. Now, is this legislative change the first step towards proper recognition of our Indigenous people, do you think?
Well, we're one of the few states we recognise in our Parliament constitution the First Peoples.
Okay.
The First Peoples are recognised at the start of each day when Parliament sits. An Aboriginal flag hangs in the chamber of the Legislative Assembly. We also were the first state to introduce the Land Rights Act in 1983, and that's still the most significant piece of legislation anywhere in Australia.
Huh.
So New South Wales is doing a good job recognising Aboriginal people. The government has now come on board with our policy of returning Goat Island, that's Meemal, to the original owners, the Metropolitan Land Council in Sydney Harbour. And, you know, the more that we can do to make, you know, Aboriginal culture, Aboriginal identity part of our mainstream culture, I think is important. So there's always more that we can do. We still have incarceration rates for Aboriginal people that are far too high. And we still have, you know, deficits when it comes to health and education. So we have to do more. It's not just words. We have to do actions, and that will happen through giving more self-determination to Aboriginal people, particularly in the economic area, so supporting Aboriginal businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, all very well said. David, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
Pleasure. Anytime.